This is nothing new for Pakistan or the region, these kind of heated protests. Think back 3 years ago to the Arab Spring. It was social media that got a lot of credit for fueling those revolutions. In Tunisia, Egypt, Yemen, and Libya, young people flooded sites like Twitter and Facebook with videos captured on their smartphones, then watched as their streets filled with protesters called to action. In Libya, nothing settled down after the revolution. Fighting there continues, but the smartphones are still playing a role, not in revolt, but in healing and dealing with the emotional fallout from their failed uprising. 9 Libyan activists and former combatants recently got some training for that. Anne Bailey is a photojournalist and multimedia professor who was asked to participate in the training. So she went to Rome, and here's her story of what she found.
Tariq Arayt takes his time finding the right words. He's playing the part of victim in a mock interview designed to teach him and 8 fellow Libyans how to conduct healing testimonies with survivors of sexual violence and torture in Libya after the 2011 revolution. When he finally speaks, his voice is low.
Well, the feeling is I am very, very sad. All over the country, things are not satisfactory at all. We were very happy about the revolution in its beginnings, but now things are not as we hoped for. There are about 70,000 people displaced.
It turns out this isn't just role play for Tariq. In August 2011, an anti-Qaddafi militia drove out all 30,000 residents of Tuerga, his hometown in northern Libya near Misrata. The revolutionary fighters claimed the city's residents supported Qaddafi in the battle for Libya. For Tariq, the psychological trauma of it all was devastating.
What happened, the way that I was forced to leave my own city, like, affected me so bad. Because I was forced to leave by my own cousins, my own people, it was even more and more suffering for me.
So that's the first rule. Second one, tripod. Use it as much as you can.
I've been invited to Rome by the Arapaccio Initiative, a peace and reconciliation NGO based in Italy. I'm not a counselor or an activist. My job is to teach these Libyans how to use smartphones to record and edit high-quality videos. I've led similar workshops in Congo and Tunisia, but this one is different. It isn't a journalistic exercise. Here, the lofty goal is to help heal and reconcile real trauma in Libya, a country where victims of torture, and rape especially, are expected to suffer in silence.
Take your camera, your tripod, and you have to film a sequence.
We work on the basics of smartphone video and editing for 3 days. Violence against journalists is high in Libya, so Arapaccio decided smartphones would be safer for students and less intimidating for victims already fearful of speaking out. There are also classes with experts in international conflict resolution, human rights, and oral history.
So 11:15, come back here.
Tariq now lives in Tripoli, where he visits other displaced Tuaregans in 5 refugee camps scattered throughout the city. Like Tariq, if they returned home, the militia that still guards what is now a ghost town would likely kill them. When I visit the camps, everything feels so gloomy, Tariq tells me. Even 5 and 6-year-olds are depressed, and the only thing on their mind is revenge. It's controlling their lives.
And when I'm talking to the old people, I'm just trying to give them hope or feeling, but I just feel like I want to cry.
The idea that these men and women can help heal their country by producing video testimonies seems idealistic. Libya is a country where speaking publicly about personal issues flies in the face of social norms. It's clear to me that some of these students are here as journalists and activists, not healers. They will likely make a difference back in Libya, but whether they'll heal anything or anyone isn't clear. The night before I go, I ask Tariq if he thinks he's healed from his own trauma. He tells me yes, that he's gotten over being driven from Tuerga and moved on. And that's how it's supposed to be. But then he backtracks a bit. Look, I'm displaced, he says. I have a lost identity. Really, the question is very difficult to answer. For The World, I'm Anne Bailey, Rome.
Tomorrow in The World, life in Libya remains precarious, a situation, as this regional analyst says, perhaps like no other in history.
We see two parallel governments, two parallel authorities, completely independent of each other and completely ignorant of each other. And there are no geographical boundaries. And people who support each of those authorities are mixed in geographically with the other.
Marine Olivesi has our story tomorrow from Tripoli.